Report: Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Mallory McMorrow voted in California after relocating to Michigan. By Amy Furr on May 1, 2026. Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Mallory McMorrow reportedly voted in California elections while she was living in Michigan. McMorrow has claimed she relocated permanently to Michigan in 2014. But social media posts allegedly showed she said she was living in California and voting there in 2016, the New York Post reported Thursday. The outlet cited her LinkedIn profile that reportedly said she had lived and worked in California, then worked in New York until 2015, and eventually took a job in Michigan that began in 2017. McMorrow's campaign explained the discrepancy to news outlets, saying her move was a process completed by mid-2016 and that she remained registered in California until then, the Post article said. The Post also reported Wednesday that McMorrow had been busy purging thousands of tweets that allegedly criticized Middle America after the outlet highlighted her social media history in 2025. In regard to the alleged tweets, a spokesperson for Michigan Republican Senate candidate Mike Rogers told the Post, "If Mallory is that homesick for California, she's better off to go home and run for office there, where they might actually buy her sick, extremist agenda. Every Democrat in this race has spat in the face of Michiganders, and voters will remember that come November." A representative for the Michigan Republican Party, Ted Goodman, weighed in as well. "Mallory McMorrow just revealed her deep disdain for Middle America, which is exactly in line with where the Democrat Party has been trending for decades," he said. "McMorrow and today's Democrat Party abandoned hard-working families across Middle America decades ago, and these deleted tweets only reaffirm this fact." McMorrow recently drew a lot of mockery for her entrance to the state Democratic Party convention, according to Breitbart News. The clip showed her dancing and clapping, flanked by a marching band. McMorrow is one of a handful Democrats vying for the seat of retiring Democrat Senator Gary Peters. DME, the outlet said, adding that she was among those who described Charlie Kirk's words as vile and wrong just days after he was murdered. She also actively fundraised for a leftist group, Immigrant Rights Action, that, in part, actively helps illegal immigrants avoid deportation.